Good evening. As we've been looking at this, just allow me a second here. We've been looking at these things, give me the Bible. I'd like to go over a couple of other thoughts with you from the verses that we've read, from the songs that we've sung. And specifically, I want to point out a verse from each of the readings that I think is the theme of that reading. So I picked out a single verse each time from that reading. So, Give Me the Bible was our theme tonight, and all the songs we've sung have talked about living in the Word, making it part of our lives. Let's look at the passages that we've read so far. In 1 Thessalonians, we read chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. And I think verse 13 stands out as the verse we want to take home with this reading. It is the word of God received. And it reads, "For this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe." I think that Paul was making the point there that these people had accepted the word of God. They had made it part of their lives. And that's an important thing for us to take home from that reading, is that we need to make it a part of our lives. We need to receive the word of God gladly with an open heart. In the next three readings, we looked at the consecutive verses from Psalm 119. I think the overall theme of that would be walking in the way of your word, and that is walking in God's word, making his word the way we walk. But breaking it down into the first nine verses that we read, I picked out verse 9, and I think verse 9 tells us what the writer was thinking there. It reads, "How can a young man keep his way pure?" He asks that question. He answers it by saying, by keeping it according to your word. We can keep our lives pure, we can keep our way pure, we can keep our thoughts pure by keeping God's word in the forefront of our mind at all times. It gives us the strength that we need, it gives us the hope that we need, and it gives us an answer to any question that anybody might ask us about why we believe the way we do. In the second reading, verses 10 through 18 of Psalm 119, I picked out verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments." And as we know, from time to time, the world can come into our lives. It can lead us away from what we know is right. And the writer is saying there, I want you in my life. Please help me to keep you in my life. And that's what we should be asking in our prayers as well, is please, your word guides me in the right way, but help me make the right decision. Help me make the right choice, and help me keep your word in the forefront of my mind at all times. In the last 10 verses, verses 19 through 27, I think the verse, "Your testimonies also are my delight, they are my counselors." We should find delight in God's word. We should find delight in its passages. Not everything that we read in the Bible is full of joy, but most of what God gives us in his word that helps guide our lives should bring joy to us. It should be that we add his word to our lives, and by doing so, we feel better. And by doing so, we know that we are protected. By doing so, we know that we have chosen the right way. Regardless of how the world responds to us, regardless if the world is trying to pull us away, we know that we can find delight in the Lord through his word. And we know that we can live righteously if we are living by the Word of God. In Psalm 19, we read verses 7 through 10, and I want to touch on those again. This also is the song that we sung. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. Those are statements that we know to be true. But what we get from it is verse 10. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. We should all feel about God's word that way, that we want it more than we want anything else in the world. And that when we get it, it's the sweetest thing that we've ever tasted. In Hebrews, verse 12 through 16, we'll read that again as well, just for emphasis. For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him whom we have to do. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The idea here being the last verse again, that from all these things, even though the word of God is sharp as a two-edged sword and does divide, that we need to draw closer to it. We need to not let that ruin our idea of what the Word of God is, and that the Word of God is going to divide us, not Christians, but it's going to divide the Christian from the world. It's going to make us different. It's going to make us look different. And it goes on in the last verse to say, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. When we need help, when we find ourselves at a point where we don't know what we should be doing, where life is just taxing us to its uttermost, we should all take the opportunity to open up God's word and see what God has to say about that. We sung a song that told us about the story of Jesus, and we all know the story of Jesus, how he lived a righteous life, how he was tempted as much as we are and more, how he lived a sinless life, even though he faced all of the temptations that we do. And we can take confidence from that, knowing that we have a guide, we have our Lord, who suffered the same temptations we do, and was killed, was murdered, because he chose not to sin, because he chose not to take the easy way out, because he chose to be our Savior. Tonight we've been looking at the Bible and how much we need it in our lives, how much we want it. The Bible invites you. God's Word invites you to come, to partake of the kingdom of heaven. God wants you to be part of his kingdom, and we want to help you get there. If there's anything that we can say or do tonight, if you need to study more about this, please approach one of us. We all are willing to help in any way that we can to help you find what is in God's Word. And if there's somebody here who has made the choice to fall away from that word, we're here for you as well. We want to help you make the choice to make God's word number one in your life at all times. For whatever need you might have, would you please come to the front while we stand and sing the song that's been selected?